Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. So, you know, we've talked a lot about where the Browns' future could be, not with players or staff or offense or defense, but actually a home for the Browns. And we've talked about the structural integrity of their current home and where they're going to go and if they've got to move or what's going to happen. Daryl, maybe a little bit of news as far as what the future could be for the Browns and what they call home. Correct, my friend?
Well, more so some city bureaucratic housekeeping. I think it was in 2020 or 2021, the spring of when the Haslams unveiled their vision for the lakefront and development around First Energy Stadium and the bridge and connecting it to downtown Cleveland and all that. And, they were able to get some money together to do feasibility studies and engineering studies and stuff like that. Well, Cleveland City Council is close to approving the hiring or the ability to hire consultants to develop what is called a master plan for the lakefront, and which includes the Browns, but it's not exclusive to the Browns. It's North Coast Harbor, Voinovich Park, that's where the Rock Hall, the Science Center is.
Burke?
First Energy Stadium, no. Burke Lakefront Airport. Please stop bringing that up. It's not going anywhere.
Well, I saw a story on TV a couple weeks ago. They were kicking around some ideas.
Yeah, it's going to take way too long. The Browns need to have shovels in the ground with whatever they're going to do within the next 3 years. So that's 36 months from now. They got to know. I mean, the Guardians had to push back their renovation. They had to push that back a year. I think the couple of things, a little insight into that. I know this is a Browns podcast, but just to give you an idea.
Cleveland Sports Browns podcast.
But to give you a little context here, like one of the things the Guardians were kicking around because the clubhouses are getting redone. That's part of the project. But one of the scenarios they were kicking around was moving their clubhouse to the first base side and having the visitors be on the third base side.
There's more room if they bust down the wall there.
Right. And they could get more expansive. But the problem is, well, the team executive offices are on the third base side. So there's easier access there.
And the batting cages are connected to the third base.
Yeah. So there's just a lot of stuff And so instead of rushing the project, because that construction on that was supposed to begin a couple of months ago, as soon as the final out was recorded for the baseball season. So they went ahead, they've pushed it back. They're still drawing up blueprints and all that kind of stuff for Progressive Field. And they're going to start bidding stuff as bidding the phases of the project out in the spring. And then actual construction on the ballpark will commence once next season is over. But so that's just a little example there of that.
Wait, can you just give me a tiny bit more insight into what the clubhouse is? I know this is Bronze, but what will the clubhouses look like?
How much? We don't know yet.
Oh, we don't know. Okay.
There, because there's
– I was going to say you could blow out the media area too on the other side, the third base side.
The press box might be getting moved.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the – where they do press, the main press conference room. Those could easily be batting.
No, that's – well, so that – there's actually a press conference room on the first base side now. That's since COVID and everything's been opened back up. They actually – they built a little media room right across from the visitors' clubhouse.
Right, but – so here's my question because I don't know that –
You're talking about the big, massive interview room in
correct, in the
right field corner.
Which is for press conference, the big
mess. Well, like I said, that's why they want to. They were considering doing something like that because there's more space on the first base side than the third base side, and they want to give the players as many home amenities as you know possible. So, back to the Browns, though.
Okay.
This is all right now drawing up ideas, grand ideas. Okay, that's all this is. Spending money to have people draw up grand ideas. The Haslam's already spent money to have architects draw up a lakefront plan. Now the city's doing their thing. And this is what's going to continue here for the next, I don't know, maybe year to 18 months, where a bunch of ideas are going to get tossed around because they still, whatever they come up with, they still have to figure out how to pay for it. Whatever the city comes up with is going to impact the Browns' decision-making process. So there's a sense of urgency from the Browns' side of things to want the city to, hey, let's get the ball moving here. Are you going to get off the pot here, right?
Right.
So, again, this is – the lease is up at the end of the – I think it's the 2028 season. Once that season's over, the lease will be up. That's not a lot of time. You're talking 7 years to get – all this background work done and the planning and things like that. And then to actually get funding put together and how they're going to pay for everything. And then obviously the actual construction phase. So this is all about grand ideas right now, but it looks like the city of Cleveland's going to move forward to hire some people to draw up some pretty pictures of what the lakefront can look like. And this will be the 1,762nd lakefront plan that has been drawn up in the last 50 years when it's all said and done.
And do we have any idea what makes this one more unique than the other?
No.
I mean, there's got to be some movement down there, right?
We don't have a plan here.
Rockall wants to get bigger, right? I got to believe the Science Center. There's some stuff going on there, right?
Yeah. Well, the Rockall has an expansion in the works, as a matter of fact, that they are actually working on. Themselves and expanding towards the Science Center and that empty space there to the west of the Rock Hall. So,
I mean, we could be looking at two major renovations downtown between that. And then I'm sure you saw the Bedrock story the other day where they want to come back in. And
well, that's because Dan Gilbert never built the second casino that he promised. So right. They got to do
the Bedrock real casino, right?
Yeah. Because so Bedrock's got to do something with all that land that they bought. Okay, across from the field house, and then and Tower City
on the river.
But they also need
at one point. Excuse me. They needed the Army Engineering Corps to reroute the way boats went through there.
Yeah.
So, which is also another tricky thing.
And now they got to move Canal Road if they want to develop. There's again. This is all in the planning stages, and who's really going to pay for stuff? And the ideas are great. But again, if I had a dollar for every plan that has been drawn up, I mean, remember the Nucleus project across from the
What happened to that?
Awesome Gateway. Yeah, that's still a parking lot 5 years later.
Still says Nucleus on it.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure you don't remember this, but like in the early mid-80s, you know, before the Syntax passed, there was a huge sign on the old Central Market, which is where the ballpark is now, that said home of Cleveland's Dome Stadium. That was, yeah. I mean, I remember that thing. Well, like it was yesterday.
And the reason why Progressive Field is so well designed is because they went through so many different blueprints when they built that ball, finally got to the final product of the ballpark. They had been working on that damn thing for 20 years, and that's why that ballpark came out as beautiful as it did. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what this city and these consultants come up with as far as lakefront planning, how that marries with the Haslam's vision for the area, what happens to the stadium as well. My understanding is that all the principal parties involved want to stay on the lakefront. That's the last that I had heard. I still maintain that we are better off building somewhere else an indoor facility,
retractable,
and selling that lakefront property to pay for it. I feel like that putting just either building a new stadium on the same spot again or renovating the, I just think you're just flushing money down the drain because you're not accomplishing what you want to accomplish. And that is have a building that can be used year around. And
you are arguing with the wrong guy in this, man. They need a retractable roof on a stadium.
And unfortunately, there's no way to connect the damn thing to the convention center. And this current stadium is a direct byproduct of a lack of planning because unlike the Gateway Complex, you know, when the Browns left for Baltimore in the mid-90s there, and all the politicians, you know, wadded down their legs after that happened and tried to save their faces. They wanted to get a team back as quickly as possible. And so what happened? You got a cookie cutter piece of crap stadium that was obsolete the day it opened its doors. And, you know, that's kind of why you're in the position you're in. Instead of taking the requisite time, taking an extra 2 years to plan and connect the thing to the convention center and maybe the one thing that has always frustrated me about Northeast Ohio is we always seem to have grand ideas, but very little progressive thinking and execution of ideas. And I think that there's a real opportunity on that lakefront to be progressive in the thinking and execute a progressive game plan there as well. So it'll be fun in the next, I don't know, however long it's going to take for them to figure out what the hell they want to do.
Amen.
To see all the pretty pictures they're able to draw, and we can
just—it'll be fun.
We can fantasize about all the stuff that's never getting built. Won't it be great?
Yeah. All right, Daryl, you're the man. We'll talk again on Thursday morning. Thanks for listening to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, brought to you by our good friends at Smiley One, and produced by our super friend Meredith Kane, who does an amazing job. Daryl, thank you very much. Again, we're back on Thursday morning. It's always Game Day in Cleveland. If you like what you're listening to, subscribe to the podcast.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.